This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. One of my good friends and brothers, and we do a lot of work in the high schools down here, and we do this morning Bible study with the men, and it's just so great. And I wanted to kind of bring a piece of what we do in the men's Bible study this in the morning on Wednesday mornings, and just kind of take it and share it. And so this is not just for the men, but this is for the ladies. This is for everybody today. This is something really, really powerful. And we're going to share out of Mark 3, 31 through 35. So if you got your Bible, go with me to Mark 3, 31 through 35. And as you're going there, let me just pray. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would just stir us up, Father, to hear what we need to hear tonight, God. Lord, I thank you as we open up your word, God, your word is alive. And I thank you, God, it is the living word, God, that has the ability to water what's in our heart, has the ability to make grow the fruit in our lives, the fruit of the Spirit, and cause us to be better, cause us to grow as Christians, grow as believers. So thank you for that tonight. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen. So let me read this first, and then I'm going to get Brother Hammond involved in this. But it says, Mark chapter 3, verse 31, it says, then Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, and they stood outside and sent word to him to come out and talk with them. And there was a crowd sitting around Jesus, and someone said, your mother and your brothers are outside asking for you. And Jesus replied, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Then he looked at those around him and said, look, these are my mother and brothers. Anyone who does God's will is my brother and sister and mother. Wow, how powerful is that? And I just got stuck on this morning, and us men, we were just dialoguing about it and talking about it because it's so powerful. Jesus' mother and brother came to see him, and they stood outside. Sometimes I think it's those natural relationships that don't cross over and become spiritual, you know. There's sometimes people that we would want to be on a spiritual level with us. We would want them to be there, but they're still kind of stuck in that neutral gear. They're kind of still stuck in the natural frame of mind, in the natural mind. And so sometimes we have to make sure we know what relationships are in our life and which ones are natural, which ones are of the flesh, and which ones are of the spirit. Because if we don't know the difference, we can get in trouble. Jesus' own mother and brothers came to see him. And you might think this was kind of rude. They're standing outside, but there's a reason why that they were standing outside, right?
Yes. And I agree with you, Pastor. What stood out to me in this actual scripture was when asked back and said, who is my mother? Who is my brother?
Yeah.
And it says, for whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. And I was talking to you this morning. I was speaking. I was saying, when you're in the church home, and in that church home, you want to feel that you're loved. You're going to feel a sense of love where when you're weak in a certain area, that person will come and grab you and boost you up and take you to the next level. And that's the love that you're supposed to feel with your church family. And I felt like it was really, really nice because sometimes your biological brothers, sisters, and mothers and fathers can be your worst enemy. And in this particular scripture, I like how he said that whoever's about my father's business, that's my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
And that really stood out to me.
I think this is so interesting because in the beginning of Jesus' life, Mary played this real pivotal role. But I think there was these certain years that it was kind of almost like Mary was in limbo because Mary wasn't traveling with Jesus. And Mary was with Jesus' brothers. And we all know that Jesus' brothers were not on the bandwagon with him being the Messiah until after he was crucified. So Mary and the brothers are operating from a natural framework here. It's a natural relationship. And there's only so much that you can get out of natural relationships. I think as Christians, sometimes that's where we get into trouble, is when we're trying to expect something spiritual out of somebody that's really not there at that moment. that, you know, maybe they're a good person, they're a family, that we love them, but yet they can't really pour into us something spiritual because they're operating on a natural level. And you see, it says they stood outside, you know. Why? You have to ask yourself, why was Mary and his brother and Jesus' brothers not on the inside listening to Jesus' teaching? What were they doing? Were they going about their normal day-to-day life instead of understanding the very Messiah was among them? All that stuff is not important in comparison to being with Jesus, you know. And so they stood outside and they sent word for him to come out and talk to him. Let me tell you something. Sometimes there's some people in our lives that they're well-meaning, but because it's a natural relationship, because they're not spiritually minded, they could actually get you out of position. They could actually get you out of the assignment that you're supposed to be in because they're asking, hey, will you come out of where you're supposed to be? Come out here and talk to me. Jesus wasn't supposed to come out. Jesus was supposed to be right where he was, right where God had positioned him, right with the people around him, teaching the people. And so sometimes people that have a natural mindset will get you out of position because when you're naturally minded, you're just not thinking with spiritual thoughts. And so Jesus is not moved by that. They stood outside. They sent word for him to come out. He didn't come out. In the natural, that seemed a little rude. But in the spirit, he was right where he needed to be.
Yes, that's why it's so very important, Pastor, to stay grounded with people that's on the same journey with you. Because sometimes you can fall on the wayside. And that person, that spiritual individual can come and lift you up and take you to the next level. And it's very good to be surrounded by those type of people. Well, when I was younger, my mom used to tell me a lot. She used to say, son, birds of the same flock fly together.
Yeah.
And at that particular moment, I didn't understand what she was saying until I got older and I understood. Yeah. If you're hanging around with killers and robbers and dope dealers, 9 times out of 10, that's what you're going to do. But if you're around spirit-filled individuals, they can strengthen you and take you to that next level so that you can walk into your true calling.
Amen. Amen. And so there's all kinds of people that are in our life. Some people, the enemy has sent into our life. Some people God has sent into our life. And there's other people that they're just in a natural framework of mentality. And so they are not going to be able to give to you. There's some people that God sends that you're supposed to minister to. Not supposed to be counting on them as a brother or a sister, somebody that's going to come through for you in thick or thin, but rather somebody that you're supposed to minister to. And so it's important that we know who the people in our life are. Be able to have clarity, have discernment. You know, one of the gifts of the Spirit is discerning, the discerning of spirits, the discerning of who people are around you. So Jesus had that. And so it says there was a crowd sitting around Jesus. There was a crowd sitting around. Now, that's the crowd you want to be with. That's the right crowd. See, the crowd that was outside, that was the crowd that was in the natural frame of thought. But the spiritual people, the real people that were thinking spiritual thoughts, they were around Jesus. What you and I want to do is we want to be around Jesus. We want to be in the right crowd. And that's so important. You just said that. Your mom told you, watch what crowd you're in. Watch who you're hanging out with. And I really, really think we have to know there's some people that God has put in our life to hang with, to have community with, to have fellowship with, and others that God has placed in our life to minister to. It's when we get that confused is where we get into trouble.
And also, for Pastor, you got a lot of people get stuck in tradition. Well, my mom went to this church, or my grandmother went to this church. I'm going to go to this church. But at the same time, the brothers and sisters to your mother might don't be the brothers and the sisters to you. Sometimes you have to go out and search until you find a place where you feel loved, the place where you feel like you're some kin to these people. You know, your big brothers, your big sisters, you know, brothers from another mother, sisters from another mother. You know, you have to go out yourself and get comfortable because you got a lot of people who are in churches that's not getting the love that they should from the church family. Yeah. And that's very important, man, being grounded and surrounded around people that's going to show you love, man, that's going to listen to you when you have problems, that's not going to judge you and talk about you or tear you down, but pick you up when you're at your lowest.
Yeah, a true brother or sister in Christ is going to encourage you. They're going to challenge you sometimes. Not going to let you get away with less than what your potential is. And so I love that there's a crowd sitting around Jesus and they ask him this question. You know, do you realize your mother and brothers are outside and they're asking about you? And Jesus says this, so powerful. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Now, going back to what we said, you have to know who God has placed in your life, what relationships God has placed in your life. And you got to be able to delineate the difference between somebody that is spiritually minded and somebody that is just natural, just carnal minded. Now, it might not be that they're wanting to go out there and do terrible things, but they're not necessarily wanting to do spiritual things. And so that type of natural, I don't think that Mary and Mary was trying to do anything wicked, but she wasn't necessarily in that moment. She wasn't necessarily spiritually minded. And so we have to be at a place where we are, we have people in our lives. We've surrounded ourselves with people that are truly spiritually minded. These are our mothers. These are our brothers. These are our sisters in Christ, our fathers in the faith. And he looked around the room. This is where discernment comes in. You need to take a moment this week, look around the room, look around your life, begin to say, okay, Holy Spirit, show me. Who is it that you've placed in my life to pour into me? Who is it you've placed in my life that I need to pour into? Who is it in my life that I need to be in community with? And who is it that I'm ministering to? Who is it that I'm witnessing to? Who is it that I need to be careful and cautious of? And so we allow the Holy Spirit to help us discern the difference between the different relationships in our lives. And then, so he looked at those around him and he said that. He says, look, these are my mother and brothers. He identified who they were. And he said, anyone, who are they? Anyone who does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother. This is so key. This is so key. And I hope that we get this. This is the most important delineation of family. Blood does not establish kinship. Proximity does not establish kinship. God's will, obedience to God's will, establishes kinship. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying true relationship is decided by obedience to God's will. So it's not who you're related to in the natural. It's who you become related to in the spirit by entering into God's will, by entering into faith in Jesus Christ. We become brothers and sisters. And I love this. And this is why I think we need to push for unity in the body of Christ. Because he says, Who is a brother or sister in Christ? Anybody who does God's will. That means somebody might be doing God's will, but they're doing it with a method that it's different than I'm comfortable with. But if they're doing God's will, Jesus said, if they're not against us, then they must be for us. And so we have to realize this is where we need more unity in the body of Christ. If somebody is doing the will of God, they are your and my brother and sister in Christ. We have to love them. We have to see how best we can work together. Now, some people, like you said before, you might be working together, but at a distance. You know, they're at another church, they're doing their thing, and that's great, and we fellowship in some way. But then other people, we're in closer fellowship, we're in the same church, we're in the same ministry, or we're in the partnering in some of the same functions. And so we have a closer kinship, but we're all part of the family of God. We shouldn't look to divide. We should look to how we can come together. Jesus makes a clear delineation. He says, if you do God's will, you're family. If you don't do God's will, you're not family. This is the most important delineation.
Yes. And it's like you're saying, Pastor Joshua, united. Yeah. United we stand and divided you fall. And I just want you guys to also understand and know that the enemy, when he said that there's unity in the body of Christ, when he see that there's unity, he does everything in his power to divide, to bring division. Because he know if he bring division, that power is not there like it would be if everyone is united and unified as one. And you hit key on point with that, Pastor Joshua. And I just want all those to know who's out there looking right now that you need to get connected around a church that's going to love on you, that's going to break bread with you, that's going to strengthen you, that's going to take you to the next level where there's unity and no one is divided. And if it's so, we have to come together as one big family, to pray with one another. And whatever division that may be that the enemy is trying to creep in, we're going to rebuke them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen, amen. You know, anytime you see disunity, anytime you see gossip or backbiting, infighting, that's not of the Lord. That's not God's will. Somebody is operating out of a carnal mindset. Even if they're a good person, maybe they slipped into something that they shouldn't be doing, because God's desire is love and unity, and how can we work together? Even if there's a correction, can the correction come forth in love, you know, as much as possible? So let's pray. Let's bless the people tonight. I think this is such a powerful word. I'm going to ask you to pray us out, Brother Hammond.
Yes, sir. It'll be a pleasure. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this wonderful Bible study tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for using us to speak your word to those who have ears to hear, Father God. Father God, I break chains, barriers, and strongholds that the enemy is trying to bring upon a unified church. Father God, I pray that we continue to love upon each other, to strengthen each other, to take each other to heights that we never thought exist, Father. Father God, we know that you are a loving God, and we are so grateful to have the opportunity to give you the glory all the days of our lives. Father God, we thank you so much and we love you for what you've done and what you're about to do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.